from downtown Vancouver, broadcasting around the province of British Columbia and on the Chorus Radio Network. This is The Bill Good Show. Now, here is Bill Good.
Maggie Gold is in studio with me now, and I told you before the news to the top of the hour that she lost her son in a drug-related incident and has since gone on to find a clinic that is trying to help people with addictions. But Maggie Gold, good morning and thank you for being here.
Good morning.
And start by telling me, if you will, the tragic story of your son, Jason.
Well, he was traveling in Thailand, and he had been using marijuana for quite a long time. And I knew that while he was away, he was going to get it. But I thought that he would stay away from the street dealers where he didn't know what he was getting, and he didn't. And he was in Bangkok, and he went to get the marijuana, and it was cut with something else, and he had an allergic reaction, and his heart stopped.
Went into anaphylactic shock.
Yeah.
This was in 2002. He was 31 years old.
That's correct.
And as terrible and difficult as that has been for you, my understanding is that you've gone on to try to help other people and try to help other people who have addictions. Was he addicted to marijuana?
Yes.
Okay. So tell us what you've done. Tell us about the
clinic
that you found.
After that, I had found out about this amino acid therapy prior to that, because I've been in the natural medicine world for about 20 years, but it never really registered that much. And then after Jason died, and I started seeing how much drug use was out there, and also the fact that every bit of research I did said that the success rate for recovery was less than 20%. And I went, there's got to be something else out there. And I remembered about this amino acid therapy, so I started doing a lot more research, and found an American named William Hitt, who had been the founder of this amino acid therapy, and then went on to investigate other clinics that were using it. And they have served over 10,000 patients in the last 12 years, and they keep track of them over a five-year period, and they have about a 70% success rate.
So considerably higher than the traditional kinds of clinics that we tend to think people should go to or be put into or seek help from.
Yes, well, as Time Magazine said, for the first time, it came out in journalism in July this year, that addictions are a biochemical process, and if you don't treat the biochemical side of things, you have limited success. So our treatment is the biochemical side of treating addictions, and we need to do it in conjunction with other therapies, which we have some of, plus we have to do still psychotherapy, psychology, and counseling. That's really important, especially once they are cleared with our treatment, and their brain is working back to where it was when they were probably about 12 years old, then they've got to look. They look at their life differently and go, "Wow, I need to have some lifestyle changes here."
Dr. Aaron Van Gaver is a naturopathic physician. He's in studio with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And I'm curious to know just how this works.
Well, the program's really unique, and like Maggie was saying, it does address the biochemical nature. And what happens is when we do get addicted to certain drugs, the neurons in the brain, they secrete neurotransmitters. And of course, once we administer one sort of, say, cocaine, for example, we burn out these neurotransmitters. So unless we had a perfect diet where we get all these nutrients, but of course we don't, we need to basically re-administer these precursors to the neurotransmitters. So this intravenous protocol that we use, which is a combination of amino acids and vitamins, helps to replenish the precursors to the neurotransmitters in the brain. And when we do that, we can restore normal levels so that we don't have that physical craving.
And are you doing that while people are still using whatever drug it is they become addicted to, or do they have to cleanse themselves of the drug first?
They have to get rid of the drug completely.
So they go through the kind of detox that you would
Some patients do go through a detox, but it's not necessary. As long as they actually withdraw from the drugs, they can come into our program. And sometimes it's a 10-day, sometimes it's a 15-day, depending on the drug. And that is in itself kind of a detox.
And we use the infrared sauna, which further detoxes the body while they're also having the intravenous. So the infrared sauna completes that detox. So they, as long as they go off the drug just prior to coming into our treatment, we can finish that for them. But it's so gentle, too, because you're feeding those neuroreceptors in a healthy way that the drug was feeding before. So they don't have a violent DTs or vomiting or diarrhea or any of that. They have just a feeling kind of grungy for the first 2 or 3 days, and then it evens out.
And is this something that's accepted by the traditional medical community or not?
Not really, but I think research is pointing towards that. I mean, our program utilizes not only the intravenous amino acid drip, but we, like Maggie had said, we do incorporate infrared sauna treatment. There's been lots of research and lots of, I'm sure many people of listening right now have tried an infrared sauna, and it's a gentle way to detox. So not only are we addressing the brain chemistry imbalances, we're also getting rid of the heavy metals and the toxins that are stored up in the fat cells in the body through infrared.
Where's your clinic?
It's located at Davie and Burrard, right on the corner, 1200
okay.
block.
How many beds? Are there beds?
No.
We have three chairs. So we see three patients in the morning, three patients in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So a total of 18 patients per month can go through the program.
And are that many going through the program?
Not yet. We haven't had the word out yet. So
what does it cost?
It's $12,000 for the 10-day program, plus GST.
So not cheap.
And no, it's less expensive than going through a 28-day program elsewhere that only has a limited success rate. So we're also labor-intensive. We have massage therapy and energy psychology and acupuncture and a variety of other modalities that go along with this protocol.
How long have you been in existence?
Only a few months. We just opened. Our first client was in October.
And I've been open for about 5 years, my practice. And every patient that goes through the program gets blood chemistry done pre- and post-treatment, as well as they get a total naturopathic workup with vitamins, supplements, basically. So we look at their diet. We look at other health problems, too.
But can you claim some success rate at this point?
The success rate is really based on our sister clinic in Colorado, because we've only had three patients, and one of them dropped out after just a few days, decided that not because of our treatment, but because he was just in a different lifestyle. And the other ones are doing great, but that's not enough.
That's not a statistic.
No, not yet.
So tell me a little bit about Colorado.
Colorado's been in existence for 4 years. They based their treatment on the William Hitt one. By the way, our website is agoraforlife.net, and on our website there's an 8-minute video clip that Discovery Channel did on the founder of amino acid therapy, whose clinic is in Mexico. And the clinic in Colorado is based also on that same treatment, and they have 70 to 80% success rate over a 4-year period.
604-280-9898, you're with Bill Good on the Chorus Radio Network, and I welcome your calls, questions, comments to my guests, Maggie Gold and Dr. Aaron Van Gaver, naturopathic physician. Back after the break.